Hello, my name is Terrell. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I am calling to report a reaction that I have to the vaccine. I tried to go to that site. My internet is so poor at my house, I'm not able to do that. My pharmacist informed me to call this number to report. So that's why I'm here.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. All right. Just a moment, please.
Yes, sir.
Just a second. All right, there is a website. It says how to report to VAERS, VAERS.
Yep.
You can report to VAERS online at
I've got all that. My problem is that my internet, I tried to do that last night when I had it, and my internet is so poor here that it will not send it. When I punch submit, it goes around and around and around and around, and then it tells me that it can't send it because of the fact that I have such poor Wi-Fi. So should I just try to do that again and again till I get through, or should I go somewhere where I have better internet? He just told me if I couldn't get through, this number was a good number to call, so that's what I did.
Okay, let me see what I can do for you and help. Just a moment.
Okay.
I'll place you on a brief hold. I'll talk to my manager.
All righty. That's fine. Thank you.
You're welcome. And may I ask, what was that reaction as well?
My reaction was that the palms of my hand, the bottom of my feet broke out and itched terribly. And then my face, my cheeks and everything, they broke out red, you know, real, real red. They did not itch, but they broke out real, real red. But my palms, the palms of my hand, the bottom of my feet itched really bad. My pharmacist encouraged me to take Benadryl, and if I wasn't better within so much time to go to the ER, you know, that kind of stuff. But I got better. But that's what it was, the palms of my hand, the bottom of my feet, and my face. But he told me I needed to report it, so that was what I was trying to do.
Definitely. In just a moment. I'm still going over this with my manager, too.
Okie doke.
Thank you. Let me stay with you just a second.
Wow.
Okay, I think I found the number. Just a second.
Okay. Well, I've got a number for them, 1-800-822-7967. I have that number. But when you call it, no one answers. I mean, when you call it, they're not there today. Should I just call back Monday when they're there or Tuesday?
No, you should call 334.
Okay, just a minute, honey. I hadn't got my pen. Okay. Wasn't expecting it. Forget it. I got my pen, yes. 334.
314.
314.
97.
97.
89.
89.
And I can also give you another just in case. 334-451-0262.
Okay. And who am I calling when I call this number?
And that's to report the reactions.
Yes, sir.
Or the reaction hotline.
All right. Thank you so much.
And you're welcome as well. I'm sorry about that, Wade. Was there anything else I could help you with?
No, that's it. But thank you.
You're welcome, too. And thanks for, by the way, also, I hope we've been able to help. If you need more information, you may visit adph.org or cdc.gov.
All right. I'll do that. Thank you,
bud. And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus. And have a good day, too.
Bye.
Bye.